It's time now for All Tech Considered, and today we're going to hear about one of the few industries that is actually hiring these days, and hiring a lot. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports on the two magic words that are still opening doors in this tough economy, software developer.
Tantalized kid, huh? Yeah? How's that taste?
At their home in the Boston suburbs, Mike Champion and Samantha Morton are feeding their 9-month-old, Molly. She's got golden curls and, thanks to her techie dad, an internet presence.
She has her own website. She had a Twitter account before she was born.
Back when the couple found out they were going to have another mouth to feed, Mike had just started working as a software developer at a small startup company, the very sort of early-stage risky venture that often fails and goes out of business. But Mike wasn't worried about getting a pink slip.
The market, especially right now, is really hot. A lot of folks kind of looking for people, and so I felt very comfortable that if I needed to do a job search on short notice, that I'd have a lot of options.
The number of job options for software engineers surprised Ben Johnson, who graduated from college this spring with a computer science degree. He remembers going to a job fair in Boston.
Everyone in the room wanted to talk to me. We want you to work for us. It wasn't like, what interviews will I get? It was, what interviews do I want to have and take?
Johnson chose a job at a small company that writes apps for iPhones and other smartphones. He's not making quite as much as his friends, who are getting $70,000, $80,000 salaries straight out of school. But he's not complaining.
I have a job, and I get paid to do it all day, and it's awesome.
It's not so awesome if you're paying those salaries.
It'd be awesome to be able to get developers at 50% of the price. The reality is, that's not the market.
That's Dharmesh Shah. He founded an online marketing firm called HubSpot. He says he's doing everything he can to attract software engineers, paying top salary, making the workplace as fun as possible.
The requisite startup, beer fridge, ping pong table, and foosball table.
But it hasn't been enough. HubSpot still has almost a dozen software jobs posted right now. So it's offering a bounty for new hires.
If you're out there and you know someone that would make a great HubSpot employee, we're willing to pay you really good money, $10,000, in order to refer that person to HubSpot.
Those referrals, high salaries, and amenities, those are all costs that consumers end up paying. Shaw says the other downside to this tight labor market is not being able to staff projects.
We've got 50 times more ideas, really good ideas that our customers would love, that people are asking for, that just never make the cut simply because we're resource constrained.
The main reason for the tight labor market is growing demand. If there's an app for that, well, that's software. Andrew Bartels of Forrester Research says the hot market for developers is bound to cool off, but he says the field will continue to grow as software plays a bigger role in our lives.
For example, in refrigerators, that's tracking and monitoring what goes out so you can prepare a shopping list, or software that's showing up in medicine cabinets. Those are not places you'd normally expect to see software.
And writing that software is going to be somebody's job. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.